Welcome to Educate and Rejuvenate, the podcast, the show that helps you teach and live well. I'm Kelsey Sorensen, a former classroom teacher, current homeschool mom, and a proud Teacher Goals author. I'm on a mission to help educators of all kinds not just survive, but thrive. Are you ready to educate and rejuvenate? Let's go. Hello, everybody. I am so thrilled for our Summer Sips podcast series. We are going to have so much fun. We are doing the Educate and Rejuvenate Summer Sips kickoff party. Now you're like, what is the Summer Sips? The reason we're calling it that is this is our live podcast series that we are doing. Today it's just me, but usually we will have an awesome guest with us as well. And we're calling it the Summer Sips because it's really like your coffee chat with your teacher friends. It's going to be real talk. We're going to share new strategies and skills, but also ways that you can rejuvenate. And we're going to laugh. Like, I'm going to ask each guest, like, you know, to share something funny or to share a tip to help you rejuvenate, right? Because this is Educate and Rejuvenate. So super duper excited. And again, if any of you are like, let me know. I'm still like putting together the final touches on the like final fast questions I want to ask each guest as we come on. So if you're like, ask them this or whatever, put it in the chat, in the comments, on whatever platform you're on, because I know we're multi-streaming to different platforms. So just put it on there and I will see your comment. Okay, we had a lot of tech issues this morning. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there with me. It looks like Facebook on both platforms was not same link. Oh my goodness. That like makes my heart very happy because I'm like, what do? I can't fix it while I'm live. I can't resend a link while I am live. You're on the original link. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. I'm seeing a bunch of you coming in now. We're here. Question for guests. Jen Marie says, what are you looking forward to do or not doing this summer? I'm going to star that comment so I make sure to note that. I love that question. Jamie got it finally. Deanna's finally here. Oh my goodness. I am so sorry. We had some tech issues with StreamYard this morning where I just decided to disconnect from Facebook. I thought it was only the Teacher Goals platforms that wasn't connecting on, but it was the Educate and Rejuvenate one as well, which is where we linked everywhere. So glad that you're here. It's whatever just showed up. Amazing, Mandy. I'm glad you're here. And I'll make sure if we have any emails or comments after, I'll make sure we send people here to the replay, make sure they're taken care of. So Suzanne is looking forward to not going to school every day. I love all these comments. I love seeing you all chatting here. So for those who missed it, because I kind of started and then we were not live on Facebook on any platform. So we are doing our Summer Sips kickoff party, which is our new podcast series that I'm very, very excited about. I'm going to be interviewing a special guest. It'll be approximately once a week, though. There might be sometimes we have a lot of people who we want to get on. So there might be two, or we might do a group podcast. I'm still finalizing the schedule, but I will share what our next episode will be towards the end today. The reason it's called the Summer Sips is because it's really like a coffee chat with your teacher friends. We're all coming here. We're all real. We know none of us are perfect. I'm not here to tell you, oh, I've got everything figured out, so I'm going to tell you how to have everything figured out, because that's just not true. Nobody has it all figured out. If they tell you that, they're lying. We do have a lot of skills and strategies and coaching work that we do here at Educate and Rejuvenate that can support you. And a movement that we are creating together where we don't just educate. That is what a lot of teachers get into, where we're into just like teaching and takes up so much of our lives and then we're just burned out, right? We're going to educate and rejuvenate. That is what we're all about, that. And so without further ado, now that we are here, let's get going. So yes, you heard that right. If you stay live, I'm going to drop a Starbucks scan code that you can use for your next coffee or chai or refresher, whatever you love at Starbucks. Just a little caffeine love for me to you. So be ready to screenshot when it comes. I will make sure to leave it on the screen for a while. And then afterwards, if for whatever reason you don't get it, you can play the video again. You can pause it, get it, or send us an email or a DM and I can get it sent your way as well. As of right now, We have not shared it yet. So nobody has it yet. So I'm so thrilled to see you here. Welcome to so many of you. Shelly, Tracy, Jenny, Jessica, Stacy, Adeline, Yosir, Jessica, Charles. I am so happy that you're all here. Oh, Kelsey, I see Kelsey Thomas or Hemphill. What are you doing in the background? You're supposed to be going on a trip. She must have seen me. She must have seen me in my panic. You're amazing, Kelsey. I think we got it all figured out. So that's how amazing my team is. She's like on a road trip, must have seen me on the live, like, oh, she needs help. Okay, so during this quick live, we're going to go as quick as we can feasibly. However, I love reading all your comments too. She says hee hee in the private chat. she's on a layover right now. Oh, that was perfect timing for a layover. Like, it just all worked out. It just does, right? But Camille finally got on. Computer didn't want to work. Hey, no worries, Camille. We had some major tech issues too. So we are just getting started. So what the podcast is all about, that's what we're going over, what this podcast series will be about. We're going to have a mini mindset moment that you can carry with you today. And with that movement, you're going to be able to enter to win our social media giveaway that I'm very excited about. It'll go through July 21st, that giveaway, which is also the end of the Educate and Rejuvenate event. We are going to have behind the scenes of the Educate and Rejuvenate 2025 event that many of you are already registered for or coming as part of the Educate and Rejuvenate Club. If not, maybe you're thinking about it and this might help you make your decision, or maybe you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Kelsey. No worries. Either way, we will get you all up to speed here. Plus, we have some new surprises for the Platinum Pass ticket and, of course, the coffee scan code if you stay live. Adriana's been on vacation for a week and a half. Challenging year for you as a burnout. Can't get motivated to be productive at home. Anyone else? Adriana, you are not alone. And I'm going to star this comment to make sure that this is something we address. Also, Adriana, and anybody who's thinking a lot about like their summer and creating the intentional summer that you want, we just wrapped up before this Summer Sips podcast series. We had our Ease into Summer series. And the final episode is one you probably want to check out. It is one about creating your intentional summer, where you get that combination of educate and rejuvenate, right? Where you, and not just educate, right? But productivity, right? And rejuvenate, because sometimes we put so much in the to-dos that we don't actually get that rejuvenation, or, you know, we're so burned out that we just do nothing. And then we regret that when it comes to the school year. So it's really about finding that right balance. So you can go on to Educate and Rejuvenate the podcast to find those episodes. It was a 5-episode series, but I definitely recommend especially the last episode. So be sure to check out that series. Yes, Angie says she needs that. You can listen on Apple, on Spotify. The live videos will be on YouTube and Facebook. You'll have to scroll a bit to find those. Also, if you go into the Educate and Rejuvenate app that we have, which is also where our event is taking place, you can find all of the podcast episodes in there. So it's Educate and Rejuvenate the podcast. So just what you see in the corner, Educate and Rejuvenate. And that final episode, I believe we titled it Savor Your Summer. It'll just be the latest episode on the podcast feed too. So make sure to check that out. Yeah, and Reese, you're not alone. We have a bunch of people saying that they're feeling it too. Bethany, homeschool through next week. So ready to be done. Bethany, I love that you're here, homeschool parent. Same. I taught third grade, subbed, and then now I'm homeschooling and I'm teaching kids mindfulness classes at our local wellness center twice a week too, which is so fun because I kind of had to get back into teaching a little bit more. So I love it. Okay. So who am I? Some of you know me already, and this will be a repeat, but I always love to introduce myself to those who don't know me yet. I'll make it quick. I'm Kelsey. I'm a former third grade teacher, longtime sub. I guess I kind of said a lot of this. Now homeschool. I'm a certified life coach. I'm a kids mindfulness teacher. That is actually pretty new. I got that job last month. I'm a business owner and a teacher goals author. Sarah just updated her app. End of school kicked her butt. So excited to start your new job. So excited for you, Sarah. Hannah's talking about a berry refresher. That sounds amazing. I'm going to have to go try that. Yes. And definitely head to Starbucks after this, because we'll get you all that scan code. Okay, so I am also the founder of Educate and Rejuvenate. It was formerly Wife Teacher Mommy. We have some people in our email list who are like, I don't know your brand. And then when we said, oh, we were Wife Teacher Mommy, they're like, oh yeah, okay, I know you. So we rebranded just a little over a year ago to Educate and Rejuvenate, which was also the name of our event. It's more the direction we're going with our company with that, and that helping you to do both. And also, you don't have to be all three of those things, a wife, teacher, mommy, to be part of this community. That was originally my TPT store name, which described me. But now this company is not about me. It's about you, and it's about the movement of Educate and Rejuvenate. So we do coaching, we do virtual conferences, we do podcasts like you're on right now, and resources. It has been over a year already. Isn't that crazy? It was May of last year. We're in June now. That's insane, right, Jen? Like, crazy. Fun facts about me. I love reading. I love self-help. I love Taylor Swift. I love Coke Zero. I love yoga and mindfulness. I also love riding my bike, and I love trying new like fitness things. Since I originally wrote this, I'm doing a triathlon in August. That'll be fun. I've been biking a lot. I got in a bike accident a couple weeks ago. Some of you heard about on the podcast, but I'm all good now. So yeah, I need a new theme song. I know, Jen, we do, right? We had this really cute theme song with Wife Teacher Mommy, and then we changed the name, and it was kind of like my mom, she's a musician. She wrote that song, and I was like, sorry, Mom, we're rebranding. So what is Educate and Rejuvenate? Like I said, it started actually as the name of our live event. And our first year of doing that was in 2022, but it's grown into a brand, a movement, and a mission. We help educators of all kinds, whether you teach in a traditional classroom, whether you're an admin, whether you're a special ed teacher, a homeschool parent like me, whatever, even, or if you teach like adults, whatever, whoever you teach, we can help you feel good again, inside and out. You don't have to choose between teaching and thriving. You can educate and rejuvenate. So you don't have to choose between helping others and honoring yourself, being clear and being kind. You can do both. Between boundaries and connection, you can do both. You can educate and rejuvenate. And we've been really leaning into, just the past month or two, this "and" in our logo. It was during a coaching session actually, where it was like, I was talking about like the "and," like you can do this and that. And then I realized that "and" is in our logo. That "and" is part of everything we do. And then when I threw this out there, I just put together a quick survey. I'm like, hey, does this resonate? And I got back an overwhelming response of yes. Like I could see myself wearing this on a little bracelet or whatever. Like the "and" is really, it's the quiet teacher rebellion. It means that you can support your IEP students and also take your lunch break. You can cry after a hard meeting and know you handled it with grace. You can ask for help and still be a strong, competent teacher or parent, right? The "and" says, I'm allowed to hold more than one truth. And Blair says, I love this new name. We need both. Bethany loves the "and." Michelle gives it a thumbs up. Rebecca Hope Street, a few books that aren't about teaching. Yes, right? We all need that rejuvenate too, right? And I used to think if I just didn't have to teach, life would be great. And so after I became a mom and I was like, I'm going to be a stay-at-home mom instead. That'll be so much better. My life will be so much easier when I become a stay-at-home mom instead of having to go to school and teach each day. And if you're a parent, you might be laughing at that statement, right? Because teaching is hard, right? Parenting and being a stay-at-home parent is hard. Whatever you do, there's going to be hard. There's going to be challenges, right? So that didn't solve anything. Quitting teaching didn't solve the underlying anxiety and pressure that I was feeling. We like to say it's the external thing, like my job or whatever. And sometimes there are like situations where maybe you're not in the best situation and that changing can help. But also, if you bring some of those patterns with you into whatever's next, which is what I did, that's not going to solve the problem. The stress didn't go away for me when I subbed part-time or even when I started homeschooling or when I built this teacher business. Like it was still there, right? It was still underlying all the time. I love seeing your comments. They're just like hopping. I love it. I love seeing all of you here. Yep. You just have to choose your heart and be happy with your choice. That was hard. I know, right? I know, we're always choosing our hard, right? I had my worst anxiety attack postpartum with my third. I hit a breaking point. And that is when I realized I didn't want to be overwhelmed for the rest of my life. I wanted to enjoy my life. That's actually in my book. Like, that part is like bolded and highlighted because it was so important to me that I don't want to be overwhelmed for the rest of my life. I want to enjoy my life. And now it doesn't mean that like I'm never going to feel overwhelmed, because obviously I do, but it means that I know how to handle it. It means that it's not like my chronic state of being anymore, right? And I realized that I wasn't the only one. Shortly after I started working with a coach and really working on, like, after that aha moment, I realized as I was planning our first Educate and Rejuvenate event that I wanted to bring this to teachers too, to all the teachers that I serve. Like, I was helping with the educate part. I was helping with the resources, and that somewhat helps with Rejuvenate too, because it gives you back time. But what I learned is that it's that same thing I just mentioned, like, oh, well, here's the resource that solves that problem. But if you don't get to the underlying issue of like, why am I struggling with overwhelm? Why, like, do I feel unsupported, right? That is what I realized. We wanted to support teachers in a much deeper way. A PDF from TPT isn't going to solve teacher burnout, right? So, because we're not just tired, we're overwhelmed, we're stretched thin, and sometimes we forget who we are as a person outside of teaching. And we are whole humans outside of teaching, right? We have dreams, we have people we want to spend time with, not just in a work capacity, right? We have so many things that make us ourselves besides our job. And we love our job. And people say teaching is a calling. And I don't completely disagree with that. Like, we love teaching, is part of us, but it's not all of us, right? So this space is here to remind you that you are not alone in this. So many of us feel that way, but also together, we're going to come together and educate and rejuvenate. Rebecca says, thank you for the and. It should be a part of the motto for all educators, right? The and is great as long as it's only one in the statement. You're right. Yeah, we're not going to do run-on sentences, right? We're teachers. So that's when we shifted from just resources to a full brand. Educate and Rejuvenate now means events, coaching tools, and a community. And now in our fourth year, it's become a summer tradition and a lifeline. We've had people come back to this event every single year that we do. It's our fourth year now, and we're so excited for this year's event, which is happening on July 15th through 16th, 2025, also the 17th for a bonus day for those who are in Platinum in the club. But the main event is live the 15th through 16th, and you'll have through the 21st for all the replays for this event. And this event is one that remembers that you're not just a teacher, right? Like Becky says, not all of us. Yes, I am not just a teacher. You are. And it's not just, right? It's not like undermining teaching. Teaching is so important. It's just one part, right? So to celebrate educators everywhere, we wanted to offer something new. And that's what we're doing now with this free gift, this weekly lift, as we like to call it, the Summer Sips podcast series. So this right here, what you're watching live or listening to on Apple or wherever you're tuning in later, you're not just watching a launch or seeing me talk about an event. We're living it. We are living this this movement, right? And like Hannah says, now just to replace that or that I'm so accustomed to with the and, saw that in your daily app encouragement. Now I understand what it means. I love that. Sharon says, I can support my students and go to the restroom and have lunch all the time in the same 45-minute prep. Yes. So like, that's not the exactly. We can, right? We can support them and go to the restroom and have lunch on the same 45-minute prep. Yeah, that can be a little cramped. I get what you were saying before, right? As long as we have just the, it's not, the and is not about, oh, I'm going to do everything, right? It's more like I educate and like more pulling back. Like I educate and I like to ride my bike. I educate and I do this. It's kind of, what are you outside of teaching, right? So thank you for that clarifying question to make sure we're using the and appropriately, not to say I'm going to do this and that and that and that and that, and I just have to do all the things. That's not what the and is about, right? So by being here, you are choosing what so many don't. You're choosing growth. You're choosing support. We're here with like 500 of you in this room right now. And that's even with like a major tech issue that we had. So I'm glad you found your way here. you're choosing yourself. You're choosing to trust that this time that you're spending here today is going to give you support, and that we're coming together as teachers to do just that. Again, you're not just a teacher, you're a complex, powerful human, and we're done with that just, which we already talked about. Now, here's why we're making this a movement with community, right? It's not just, you could on your own be like, yeah, I teach and I, you know, do whatever it is that you would do to fill in that blank. And we're going to talk about that too, which I'm really excited about. But I don't want to get ahead of myself, which I tend to do sometimes. But we are doing this together as a community because it makes it so much more powerful. And this is some data that I share when I was doing the research for my book, Educate and Rejuvenate. I was like, what is the research actually behind community? And I'd heard, like, I'd even made posts myself of, you are like the combination of the five people you spend your most time with, like all those cliche things we hear about, right? Because we know it's true, right? But what does the data actually say? So Harvard's David McClellan studied high performers for 25 years. And the number one predictor of success was their reference group. That is the people they spend the most time with. So it's not just like an idea. It's actually been studied at Harvard that when you surround yourself with people who help you grow, you're more likely to grow with them. Miriam says, I love this app. Thank you for sharing the opportunity to be here. Thank you so much for being here. Blair's birthday is July 15th. Yes, you can come celebrate with us. It'd be super fun, or at least come for part of it, like the comedy in the morning. Maybe you might have other birthday plans too. We do have replays, if so, but you could also party with us. You decide. So the data cited in my book, Educate and Rejuvenate, also showed in a 4-month study of a coaching program for women physicians, right? Now it's a different profession, but also doctors, they get very burned out too, just like teachers, right? And that showed that when they came together and they didn't just do coaching individually, they did it as a group. It showed less burnout, imposter syndrome, and emotional exhaustion. It showed more connection, because that is a big thing we need, is human connection. And that's something that you can only get in community, self-compassion and flourishing. And that was using the same model that we use in our coaching that they used in this study. So you're not just a teacher, right? Oh, okay. So I obviously I should have removed that other slide, but it's totally fine. You are a complex, powerful human, and we're done with the just narrative. So what I want to do is invite you all to join the I Educate and Rejuvenate movement in 3 steps. So step 1 to join the movement is we want you to think of how you would fill in that blank. And I want you to do that in the chat right now, just so you can start thinking about it. If you were to say, I educate and, what's something you would do to fill in the blank? Like, I educate and sing. I educate and I love gardening. I educate and read thriller books. I educate and what is it you would do to fill in the blank? And don't overthink it. I educate and bake. I educate and lift weights. I educate and parent. I educate and go to the pool. I educate and go to the beach. I educate and love traveling. Yeah, I see some travel and quilt and bake and thrift shop with a passion. I love it. I educate and I have a side hustle. Whatever it is for you, right? What is it that you, I educate and enjoy life. I educate and act in a musical theater. I'm a granny. Thrift, binge watch Netflix. I'm seeing great ones in the chat. So I love that you're already doing this. You're already thinking about it. And I'm going to have a post on our Instagram feed later today. So go follow Educate and Rejuvenate. All you'll need to do is comment on the post. You'll get this paper. If you print it out, fill it in, take a picture, post it and tag me, you'll be entered in to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Okay. So one person to share their own I Educate and post by the end of the summer event window on July 21st. I already kind of said this. You'll be entered to win an Amazon gift card. So this is what my profile looks like. Make sure to follow. The post is not up yet. It'll be up later today. So make sure that you follow if you want. I think you could even turn on notifications so you don't miss it. You don't have to do that though. Just check later today and it'll be there. I love seeing, like, look at these examples. I educate and play game with my sons. That was the same one. And organize. And garden. And bake. And love arts. And engage in personal lifelong learning. I educate and also real estate consultant, tennis coach, cook. Yes. And crochet and keep my small humans alive. Yes, relatable. Listen to Audible. I love Audible. Travel. I educate and read and make art. And see, that one's okay with two ands. I like the two ands there. I educate and love to spend time with my family. I educate and pray. I educate and travel. Like, I can't even keep up with all of these amazing ones here because as soon as I put one up, five more pop up. So I love this. I educate and love to learn history, take long walks with my puppy, and cheer sports. Shelly says she needs to find an and. You've got it. Don't overthink it. What else is it that you love? If you were to tune into yourself, just take a moment and take a couple deep breaths and tune in to yourself. What just comes up? Like, because we don't need to overthink it. Is it that you love to, like, go on a walk or watch Netflix? Like, I love watching Netflix. Like, hey, right? Julie has so many ands, right? Yes. And I feel like that's one thing that you might be overthinking. Like, what do I write on it? What do I post? And you don't have to do it. I'm not saying you have to do anything, but it will enter you to win the giveaway. It is going to help us to spread this message to more educators who need to hear it. So we're really excited. So that is part one of joining our Educate and Rejuvenate movement. Part two is to attend and come to our Summer Sips podcast series or check out the replays, listen on the podcast. This, you're doing it right now. You're here on the first episode. It is a free, approximately weekly moment, and it's not going to be exact, right? Because I'm scheduling with people and we're doing it live. So, I will show you in just a second how to get the calendar, which will automatically update. But is your free weekly moment to reflect on your why behind teaching, learn from the experts, get some ideas, but not in a way where you're like, oh, I should have been doing that. I'm doing this wrong. No, it's just about getting new ideas, feeling inspired, getting your fire back. It's not about fixing. It's about real talk with fellow teachers, both the teacher I'm interviewing and each other in the chat if you're here live, because the chat is hopping. I love it so much. It's really about coming back to remembering why you teach, because again, it's we're doing the rejuvenate work, but also the educate work, right? Why are we teaching? Why is it that I decided to do this? Why do I love it too? And how can I make next year an even more intentional school year that I love and enjoy? And what's like one thing new that I learn that I take from one of the Summer Sips podcasts or for the summer conference that I'm going to bring with me to the following school year? So each episode includes real talk coaching, guest tips from Teacher Goals authors and Educate and Rejuvenate speakers, community support, laughs that you actually need, and a new Starbucks giveaway each episode. So today is the Starbucks scan code, right? That will show up on the screen at the end of this. We've got a full slideshow. Usually I won't have a slideshow. It'll just be like an interview. But this time we have the scan code that'll come up at the end. So as long as the funds are there, it's there until the funds run out. In the following ones, we will do a gift card giveaway to somebody live on each episode, and each comment is an entry. So even if like you don't get around to Starbucks before, funds run out, which they should last for, I mean, I'm just going based off past times we've done this, like at least a few hours, usually it goes through the end of the day. It really just depends how many of you rush off to Starbucks, how quickly. But we'll do the gift card on each episode as well. Don't miss an episode. What want reminders and calendar links, what you'll want to do is go to educateandrejuvenate.com/live podcasts. But oh my goodness, I think I might have forgotten now. Like I made a list of the things I needed to do. Kelsey Thomas, are you still here? Can you make that work? That link? Go to the full one. We can also put it in the chat. So I'll see if she's still here, still seeing that. I'll pop in there. Hey, Kels, can you make that link work? Okay. We'll see if she sees that. If not, I will make it work as soon as this live ends. educateandrejuvenate.com/live podcasts. Meant to do that. This is what the page looks like. So it'll look like this. You'll enter your first name, last name, email, so you get the reminders. And so we can send you the link to the calendar where you can subscribe to that as well. And this is what that calendar looks like. You can hit this button to follow the whole calendar. And then as I add new episodes, as we get them officially scheduled, you will get them added to your calendar automatically. Or this isn't a live page, so I can't scroll, but you would be able to scroll down and add individual ones to your calendar as well. If you just want to look and see, oh, this one I can attend live and add that, it's up to you. Okay, so the next episode is happening Monday, June 16th. And I forgot to put the time on here, but it is an hour earlier than this one began. So it'll be at, this one was at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. This one will be at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. So 8, 9, 10, 11, if we're going up on the time zones Pacific to Eastern. So I will be interviewing Jen Adams, who is an incredible, incredible special educator. I just love her. She has been at multiple of our Educate and Rejuvenate events before. And her company is called Teach Love Autism. I'm really excited for the interview that we're going to do with her. If you have any questions you want me to ask her, because I'm still putting that outline together, feel free to pop them in the chat. I will star those comments so that, oh, Kelsey responded in the private chat. She's doing it. She's fixing the link. Thank you, Kelsey. Gotta love having an amazing team, right? So she is making it. So here very shortly, that educaterejuvenate.com/live podcast link should work and take you to the page that looks like this, where you can sign up and get all the info. Okay. So in each of these episodes, you'll laugh, maybe tear up in a good way and leave feeling like, oh, I can't actually do this. I just needed this space. You feel inspired with new ideas. So whether you're totally burned out right now or you just need a good reset, this will be your summer lifeline. So we want you to come sip with us. Come feel like you again. Come excited and ready for the school year to come while also enjoying your summer in the process. So step three is an optional step, right? You can still be part of this movement and just do the post, just come to the podcast. But obviously these podcasts are fun. But for those of you who've been to one of our Educate and Rejuvenate events, can you please pop in the chat? Like, does that summer event take it to the next level? Like, right? I would say it does, because it is connection for your mind, body, and soul. We've got yoga. We've got workouts. We've got comedy keynotes. We've got coaching. We've got so many incredible sessions. Yes, Holly said there is something for everyone. And absolutely, that's what it is, Educate and Rejuvenate. There is so much. We have presenters in all the different like education areas. It's a great experience. I've been, it's awesome. Yes, they're always so good and enriching. The summer event is great. Those are the comments that we're seeing here in the chat. Bethany says, oh yeah, so much energy, so good and enriching. Oh, and getting all the comments coming in. I love it. Thank you all. Thank you all for sharing your experience. What we wish our PDs to be. I went to the ENR event and it influenced me to join. Best decision I've ever made. Oh, you're the sweetest, Hannah. I love doing this event and actually getting to come together. And the really exciting thing I'm excited about for this year is we are actually, instead of StreamYard that we've done it on every year, we're doing it on Zoom because I want to see your faces. So if you want, it's optional, right? But it just gives another level of connection that you can't get like just with a screen, right? I love seeing your faces and really engaging together. So we're going live on Zoom, not just a live stream like this podcast is, or even like the event has been in the past. It's actual real-time connection, cameras on if you want. Also, you can have it off if you prefer. You can also just put up a picture of you. So like we see your face, but it doesn't have to be live. The chat will be buzzing. It always is. Community is just like this, but on like even more like caffeine. did it change names? Oh, disregard. It's the top now. Please hold. Oh, sorry. Did Kelsey, I'll go back. It's just live podcast. It did change because now we're talking about the event. So, oh, you were talking about ringing. Okay. Kelsey's got it. She's getting that link for the podcast. So if you needed to sign up for the podcast, she was fixing that. So I needed to make sure that she had that info. Thank you, Kelsey, for fixing that for all of us. So again, you can go to educateandrejuvenate.com/live podcasts to subscribe to these episodes for free. And then you can go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025 to learn more about the event, which I'll share more about here too. There's real talk that makes you feel seen, coaching, a community, support for you. Again, the podcast does all of this too. The event just takes it to the next level. The kinds of teachers who decide to come to this event are the ones who are living in that and we talked about. We're teaching and we're healing. We're supporting others and showing up for ourselves too. We're tired and we're still trying and resting, I would add. So if this sounds like you, you belong at Educate and Rejuvenate Summer 2025. And I added this before I added that at the top. So disregard that the link is on there twice. What makes our summer event different? It is 100% virtual, attend from anywhere. And in fact, it's now going to be easier than ever to watch the sessions in our mobile app on the go, watch or listen like a podcast. The lives will be on Zoom, which one thing I love better about Zoom than StreamYard, because I actually attended. This is part of what made me change my mind about using StreamYard for the event is like, when you're on Zoom, you can actually make it like minimized in a corner and like answer a text if you need to, if you're on your phone. But StreamYard, you can't do that. It takes you out. And I'm like, sometimes we have to multitask as teachers, right? I get it. And Zoom lets us see each other. So excited. We're just, every year we like look at things and how can we make it better? So that's what we're doing. It's live and pre-recorded content. It's focused on professional and personal growth. It's not just PD, it's permission to feel good again, to join a community of teachers who want to do so. Oh, thank you so much for that compliment. You're so sweet. Bethany says, yes. Okay. So what people are saying about this event, Danielle said, you and your team have put together the absolute best PD I've attended in 21 years of teaching. So many available on so many necessary topics for teachers. Thank you so much. And again, we have topics like we'll show that in a second, like so many different topics that are covered during this event. Lisa, I'm not going to read all these. I'll read one more. Lisa said she really loves the coaching, which this is something unique about our event that I haven't seen other events that have coaching to the extent that we do. She says it teaches me to be more mindful about how my feelings are tied to my circumstances, but not always real. Now, this year, our comedy keynote is Anna Kowal from, she is a comedian with Bored Teachers. Her session is called Teacher Tired, Finding the Magic in the Midst of Chaos. She currently teaches middle school and has been teaching Title I schools for a decade now. And she is so funny and real. If you missed it, I did a podcast interview with her shortly after we announced the event back in April. You can definitely find that replay if you want to get a feel for Anna and how awesome that she is. And also I'll tease now that we're going to be seeing a little bit more of her too. So who's excited to hear about that? Lara says Anna is so funny. She's amazing. I just love her. Margaret says she loves her. Jen says she loves her. She is amazing. She's just real. She is real and funny and amazing. And we are just so lucky to have her as our keynote. Plus, I will be doing keynotes and session. Wow. Keynotes and coaching. I can talk. You know, when you're talking for like 30 minutes and you're like, wait, what did I just say? I just slurred my words together. It's totally fine. Grab a drink for a sec. But I'm going to be doing a keynote session each day like I have in the past events and some coaching as well. So I'll be teaching two brand new sessions during the event. So a lot of you who've been coming to the event each year or you're in the club, it's going to be new content, not like all of it. Like there'll be things you've heard of if you've been around, like the model or the framework in my book, but the actual sessions, the way they're packaged, the stories, it's going to be new content live each day. We'll go deeper in person that you can get just from reading the book, right? And by in person, I mean face-to-face on Zoom, right? Then you can just reading a book, right? And this is the first time that we've had the summer event since my book came out last summer. We didn't have, like, it was on pre-order on Kindle only. This year, the book is out, so some of you might have read it. We're going to dive into some of the content in the book, but go even deeper. And we're really going to focus a lot on reclaiming your time during these sessions, too, because that is one thing when we talked to teachers, is that time is like overwhelmed, yes, and it's because of feeling like we don't have enough time, right? Do any of you feel that, like, all that time we just feel like we wish we had and we don't, right? Michelle is very excited. 100%. We have some guesses. Okay. So next we're having live teacher goals sessions. This is new this year. Previously, all the sessions were pre-recorded, but this year we have some live ones and some pre-recorded. So join us for interactive real-time sessions with Teacher Goals authors during the main event. Depending on the schedule, you may have a couple options to choose from during the window. And if you can't make it live, or you wish you had your time turner from Harry Potter to be in two sessions at the same time while they're breakouts, you don't need to worry, because replays will be available in the app for the breakout sessions. Michelle O'Brien says, where do you get the book? Yes, my book, Educate and Rejuvenate. It is a great book to read while you are preparing for the event and everything I'll be teaching. If you've read it, it'll just help you understand it even deeper. You can get it on Amazon. Just type in Educate and Rejuvenate book on Amazon, and that will take you to the book, or go to educateandrejuvenate.com/book. That will take you to a page with information that then links to where you can buy it as well. It's also on Target and Barnes & Noble, but most people buy it on Amazon. Okay, so expect live Q&As, giveaways, and inspiring new voices by joining us this year. Yes, we got some new people. I'm like making sure I don't miss anything. So here are the Teacher Goals authors we're anticipating so far. We got Brad Weinstein. He's the owner of Teacher Goals, or one of the co-founders of Teacher Goals, Brad and Elena. He wrote Hacking School Discipline and the AI Classroom. He was one of the co-authors on that book. We got Malia Hollowell, The Science of Reading in Action. Lana Penley from Unlocking SEL. Rebecca Poe, Blueprint for Inclusion. She's spoken at every single one of our events, I'm pretty sure. She's amazing. Trisha Fugelstad, I just love her Peter O'Meter books. We got Erica and Linnea, Teaching in Sync. If you team teach at all, you'll want to definitely attend their session. That is all about team teaching. Matthew Bowerman, about being a heart leader. Daniel and Steven, they wrote this awesome book called Graham and Gran Save the Summer. And then we've got Jeff with his Monsters Have Manners, and Lori with her Brain and Body Brilliance. So they will each be doing a live session during the event. We're anticipating that they will come and do that live session. We're getting those scheduled right now. We'll have the official schedule out very soon. So then the full speaker lineup, these are the pre-recorded sessions that will be available in the app. So they're inspiring and easy for you to watch anytime. So the event will kick off with the live sessions, and then you'll have the full, I think you get access a few days before to start watching the pre-recorded, and then you'll have until the 21st to watch the replays of the live and the pre-recorded sessions with the general admission ticket. And then there's the platinum ticket or club members who get extended access as well. So these are the confirmed speakers we have so far. I'm not going to name every single one of them because that would just take a while. But what I want you to do is go to the page, educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025, and it'll look just like this. These are actually screenshots from the page. Now, I'm not actually on the page, so I can't do it. But for example, Aja here, she's amazing. You would click on her, and it will tell you more about her and what she's teaching about. And it'll do that for each of the speakers. When you click on them, you'll learn more about them and about their session. So again, I've got two more pages of these awesome speakers who are speaking at Educate and Rejuvenate. When you go to that page, educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025, you can click on their names to learn more about them, their session, and what you'll learn. So what we're covering, we always try to make sure we cover a wide variety of topics during this event. So math, reading, writing, STEM and STEAM, teaching strategies, special education, homeschool, organization, classroom management, diversity and inclusion, look and feel good, burnout recovery, emotional regulation, and teacher identity and wellness. So it's a lot all in one conference. Okay, hang on. Got to get to where. There we go. Then we're also going to have, we start each day with movement. So we're going to have Madeline Buckwalter. She was at our winter event. She is a yoga and dance instructor who I go to her classes like at least twice a week. She's amazing. So she's going to do a morning workout each day, yoga or dance. It's going to be a great time. Is there a printable schedule for planning? We will get that to you when we have it. We will, as soon as we have the official schedule, we'll put it in the app. We'll get the workbook to you. We are working on finalizing those final touches. It's like a lot of coordinating with the additional live sessions that we haven't done yet. So, but we will get that out as soon as we possibly can. Okay, so it's all going to be inside the app. So you can watch on your phone, your tablet, or desktop. You can cast it to your TV. The app allows you to do that if you want to cast it from your app. You can also watch it on a desktop. I forgot to mention that on here, that you can absolutely, if you prefer a desktop mode, you can pull it up that way. There are live chats, tracking, because we're going to have a fun thing where if you track your sessions, there's going to be a contest for each session you watch. You get an entry, right? It's going to be fun. You can also favorite. So if you're like, ooh, I want to make sure I don't miss these ones, you can like favorite which sessions you want to come back to. And again, you can participate in giveaways just for engaging. Oh, Susan, you're going to want to check out. So you have an autistic son at home, and I wish there's more about helping these kids as they become adults. You might want to check out even next week when I interview Jen. She will probably be a great source for that. Is this mostly for elementary, primary? I'm in seventh grade and wondered how much might be applicable. So our resources that we create are mostly for pre-K through six, but our speaker, but what I teach, like the coaching, is now beyond that. It will be for any teacher who teaches anywhere, right? Like for the $5 ticket, like if you're unsure of, like I would recommend, if you're unsure how much of it will be applicable to you, I would recommend at minimum that $5 general admission ticket, because the coaching, the comedy, all of that is going to be relevant. I mean, Anna, she teaches seventh grade, I'm pretty sure. She's our keynote. So those live sessions are definitely, like the coaching, especially the comedy, all that is going to be applicable no matter what you teach. So I would recommend at minimum the $5 ticket. And then if you decide you want to upgrade at the event to have longer access, you can do that. And all of that, like I mentioned, is included in that general admission ticket for just $5. But like you mentioned, we do have an awesome Platinum Pass ticket. We've added even more to that. And again, our club members also get access to everything in the Platinum. And we have more coming for our club members. So club members, you're getting all of this. And then we're going to have more info for you soon. Some of it is a surprise. So you're going to be excited when you do learn what it is. But the bonus day on July 17th is for all Platinum Pass holders. And it is the kind of bonus day that you'll wish that every professional development included. So you'll enjoy Anna from Board Speakers. I mean, maybe that too. Like saying the word speaker way too much. Anna is coming back with two of her friends who are also board teachers comedians. She's coming back with Lauren and Jess. All three of them, they have a fun book club they do called Over Our Dead Bodies, where they talk about thriller books. So they're going to come back and do a lively book club chat, because again, this event, like, that's not going to be teaching related really at all. It's just all teachers, right? So we're going to have that really fun, rejuvenating discussion about reading thrillers. So those of you who are like, I even saw some comments earlier, like, I want to read more and I just haven't been making time for it. Like, this would be a reason to do that. Now, we're not, they did ask me, like, do we want to have a certain book we're discussing? And I felt like a lot of people wouldn't have read the book or before that. So they're going to be discussing books that they have done before and everything. And then also they do like a YouTube, I think, where they, we'll talk about their next one. So they'll kind of tease what the next one is, but it's going to be just a discussion about thriller books in general. It's going to be funny too, because they're all comedians. So it's going to be a really great time. And then after that, I plan on doing a coach-a-thon where, again, I'm going to be teaching you all a lot on the first 2 days of the event. And there's probably going to be some of you who would love feedback on everything that I've taught or who want to be coached on it. So I want to give opportunities for as many people as possible to come and experience that VIP coaching experience. So that will be for the Platinum Pass. You'll get more time for that. It's going to be a really great bonus day. So much fun. In addition, oh, and this was just, I already explained both, so we'll move on. You'll also get the early and extended access. This perk alone makes upgrading worth it if you don't want to feel rushed during the event, if you want to make sure that you have plenty of time to get through everything. We will give access to Platinum Pass and club members as soon as we can in July. The plan is July 1st to get you that access. And And that'll be whichever sessions are ready, right? We still have some that are coming in, but we'll give you access to everything that we have already. And then you'll also get extended access through the end of December for both the live replays and all the pre-recorded sessions. You get all of that. You will also get extended platinum access. So if you got the platinum access to winter before, that'll expire around the time of the summer event. But if you get the platinum for summer, you will get access to the winter event. And club members, not expired for you. Okay. You've already got it. But you'll get platinum access to the winter 2024-2025 event. So you will get access to immediately get started on your Educate and Rejuvenate journey because you can watch all the sessions from our winter event. So you don't have to wait for the summer event. Jessica says she got her all excited. Just grabbed your ticket. Amazing. So glad you're joining us, Jessica. We're going to have such a great time. Like I can't even wait for this event. And I can't believe like it's in just over a month. Like Kelsey on my team, other Kelsey, we have two Kelseys on our team. It gets a little confusing sometimes. Like it sounds like I'm talking in third person, but there's another Kelsey. We were just talking about, wait, how is this in like a month? It's so crazy. Like time has just been flying by. You'll also get an awesome Educator Essentials bundle. It's our Platinum Pass bundle with resources from our speakers. And there is so much stuff in here. We might have to do like another live soon just where we go through all the resources because I was going to try to put them here. And as those of you who know who I teach, like time management and stuff, there is like the urgency matrix, right? Like there was like, oh, I would love to get this like fully built out with all the things. But again, we're already longer than I thought. And I didn't have time to do that. And it was just one of those things. So I'm like, it's fine for now. I can maybe do one later and show you all everything. Oh, I love what Hannah said here, Jennifer. The resources to use in the classroom are through six, but every live coaching, teaching, meditation is geared towards any grade you teach. It is amazing. I've been to many events and have been in the club for 2 years. Yes, Hannah is a very valued member of our community, just like all of you who are here. Another thing that is a bonus with the Platinum Pass ticket is our self-love journal. This was from our self-love challenge that we did about a year and a half ago. And that challenge is on our podcast. Anyone can listen for free. But when you get the journal, you get all the prompts to go along with it. It helps you dive in even deeper and build a self-love practice this summer. And again, these are all just here for you if you want it. If you're like, I don't have time to do all this, totally fine. You get to pick. You'll also get 5 guided meditations, brand new ones, loaded into the Platinum Pass area of the app. And club members, you'll get it there, but you'll also get it in the meditation library for members as well. So 5 new ones that you'll have in your Platinum Pass. You'll also, I mean, it's just simple math, right? With a bonus day and with more time to get through more sessions, you'll have time to earn more PD credit with the Platinum Pass. So what it's worth, the keynote, if you were to buy like a ticket to see Anna do a keynote, probably about $45, PD and coaching, easily 97 or more, app and replays, 50 workouts, like, and 20 is probably low because each yoga class in at the place I go to is $20 if you don't have the membership. So, bonuses well over 47, so well over $259 worth to come, even just with the general admission, right? But we are not charging that much, so let's talk about the price. While everyone else is raising their prices, we lowered ours because we want every teacher to be able to come to this event. The past 2 years, the same general admission, we charged $19.99 for. There are probably those of you here who paid that $19.99 to come to the event, and it was well worth it. But this year, we rolled back to what we did in our very first year in 2022, and we made our general admission just $5, less than your latte, right? So again, if you're one of the ones who rushes off to Starbucks after this and grabs your latte, just consider that covering your general admission ticket, right? We wanted to make the event very accessible. We didn't want price to be a reason that you don't come. So again, it's going to be amazing, even just with that $5 ticket. Now, the Platinum Pass is the ultimate up level. This is like rolling out the red carpet. It's getting the $700 or more of bonuses. You get the 2 events in one because you'll get the Platinum for winter, massive bonus bundle, the bonus day, live coach-a-thon with me. And it's still way less than your basic in-conference ticket. Platinum is the move if you want the full transformation. It's on special pricing right now. And I'm not going to say on this live what it is because by the time this goes on the podcast – like it might change just slightly. But again, during the event, it is going to be 127. I promise you, that's not a lie. During the event, the Platinum Pass, that's not just a made up number. If you like July 15th, you come, you're like, I want to upgrade. I want Platinum Pass. It'll be 127. So if you go right now to educatewithjuvenate.com/summer2025 to learn more, and grab your Platinum Pass ticket if that's the route you want to go. And Linda says, I've been a member for 4 years now and totally agree with what Hannah has said. Yes. And our members, the Educate and Rejuvenate Club gets all the Platinum Pass stuff too. So if anybody wants to learn more about the Educate and Rejuvenate Club and you're like, I just want to skip right to that, you totally can. You could go to educateandrejuvenate.com/club to learn more about that. Yes. And Linda's, she has been a member from the beginning. Has it really been 4 years? It really has. Like, and that's what I love is like, we get to know each other. When you come on these calls, right? I get to know some of you. I've been coaching you for years and I just love it. So again, here are your ticket options. So you've got the general admission for just $5. The Platinum Pass will be on special pricing between now and before the event. What that special pricing is will depend on how close we get to the event. So I didn't want to actually say it out loud, but again, it will be 127 during the event. Go to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025 to learn more about that. As Jen says, E&R Club is totally worth it. Extended event access, coaching, and resources. And again, club is the best thing ever, Kim says. We love the club. So Sarah is also an OG. Yes. And the thing I love is all these people saying these things. I'm like, yeah, I know you. I know you. I know all of you. I know Sarah. I know Kim. I know Jen. It's amazing. And Linda says a lot of the sixth grade materials can be used for middle school kids as well, especially for the lower kids' level of abilities. Yes, absolutely. Okay. So I haven't forgotten. And this was longer than I thought. Remember how I said this was going to be a quick live? But I love chatting with you all. So it did end up a little bit longer. So if you're ready, take a screenshot of this now. I will leave this up because I want to make sure you all get it. Like, so take a screenshot if you're on your phone or grab your phone, take a picture. So you can take this to Starbucks and get your drink, get your berry refresher, like Hannah said. That was her recommendation. What is all your favorite Starbucks orders? Let's do that while we give a minute for this to be on the screen. Put your Starbucks order in the chat once you've grabbed it, or you even put in the chat, let me know when you got your screenshot. So kind of know how long to keep this up. Oh yes, I'm so thrilled. I'm gonna take a drink for a sec while we Ooh, Kelsey Hempel just said, I got the horchata oat milk shaken espresso earlier today, and it is so good. Ooh, there's a good recommendation. Peppermint mocha, vanilla cold brew, iced peach tea, soy chai latte. I love chai lattes. Dragon drink with vanilla cream, light ice. Oh, I'm seeing so many. Pink drink is always fun. Yeah. Refreshers. Yes. Refreshers are good for this time of year. Right? Especially for summer. Hazelnut latte, summer refresher. Okay. I'm seeing that most of you got it. I'll give it like 10 more seconds. So grab that screenshot. Again, this will become a replay. And DM me on Instagram or send an email if for some reason you're like, wait, I didn't get it. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. That was a lot of time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Just want to make sure you got it. Okay. So to sum up everything we talked about, the three steps to join us in the Educate and Rejuvenate movement. Head to my Instagram at Educate and Rejuvenate. And it says comment on my latest post. It'll actually be later today. But it's that sign, right, that I showed earlier. I meant to have it next to me, but that's totally fine. It's sitting on my printer right now. You'll post yours and tag me and use the hashtag Educate and Rejuvenate to be entered to win $100 to Amazon. So that is helping us spread the love of the I Educate and reminding all teachers that we are not only teachers. That is an amazing part of who we are, but we also have so many things that make us unique. Oh, and I was going to maybe do the post before this, but I didn't. So it's totally fine. Step number two is to sip with us weekly. So tune in to our Summer Sips podcast series, just like this episode. You can come live or catch the replays. Bring your drink of choice and bring your whole self. we're going to have a great time. So go to educateandrejuvenate.com/livepodcasts to get reminders and the week link to your calendar. Can you do it on Facebook? You can definitely do it on Facebook too. If you don't have Instagram, that's totally fine. Just make sure that either, wherever you do it, make sure that you tag us. And if you have a private profile and you want to make sure that we see it, you can send it to us in a message and then we'll make sure that it gets counted. Okay. And then step three is to join us at the Educate and Rejuvenate virtual conference this July. This is where we all come together on Zoom, not just a live stream, but face-to-face online. It comes a full experience with real-time coaching, true community, and a celebration of all that we do as teachers, but also how we can educate and rejuvenate, how we can up-level our teaching with strategies that help us to grow, but not use that as something to guilt ourselves, right? As a way to enjoy teaching more, get our fire back. That's like a phrase we hear a lot, and I love it. So it's going to be a great time. It's not just about learning. It's about reconnecting with yourself. That's really what this whole event and really this whole, what we do at Educate Rejuvenate, this whole movement, want you to feel supported, inspired, and like you again. This summer, this fall, this winter, this spring, like all of it, right? All the time. That's what we want for you. But definitely, definitely this summer. So again, those ticket options, general admission is less than a latte. So price is any sort of like, I don't know if I can do it. I promise you that $5 ticket is going to give back so much more than $5. Like you could go to skip one run to Starbucks, or, you know, if you go and use the code, like there you go, right? And then the Platinum Pass, if you want to go all in with all the VIP options, we've got that option for you too. So those are your ticket options for the event. This has been so much fun hanging out with you. I highly recommend going to educateandrejuvenate.com/summer2025 to check out your ticket options. And again, watch my Instagram later today. A post is coming. You'll want to comment on it to get the link to do your own. So watch for that. And I will see you on, well, possibly see you if you're able to make it next Monday for our next episode. Go to educateandrejuvenate.com/livepodcasts to make sure that you get the link to the calendar and all of that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. This was such a great time. Glad we all made it despite our tech issues as we started out. And I'll see you next time. If you loved what you heard in this episode, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. And hey, if you're ready to take this work even deeper beyond just a podcast episode, you'll love the book that I wrote with Teacher Goals. It's called Educate and Rejuvenate, a 3-step guide to revitalize your teaching, renew your spirit, and reignite your passion for life. This isn't just a book you read, it's a whole experience. With your copy, you'll also get access to a full PDF workbook and exclusive reader-only course modules in our mobile app, designed to help you not just consume the content, but actually apply it to your life, even if you only have a few minutes at a time. So if you're ready to make Educate and Rejuvenate not just something you listen to, but a lifestyle you live and a mantra you carry with you every day, grab your copy on Amazon and head to educateandrejuvenate.com/book to claim your bonuses.